You are welcome to Faith to Faith broadcast with Pastor T.B. Peters. Enjoy the dynamic teaching, preaching, and miracle ministry of Pastor T.B. Peters, the president and pioneer of Renaissance Assembly. This message will take you from where you are to where you ought to be. Get ready for transformations.
To you, the sessions, it has not been explained. Okay, so maybe before we leave. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Understanding the scriptures. I'm continuing from what I was teaching earlier on. Jesus opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And I began to show us here about the principles of scripture, the promises of scripture, the prototypes of scripture, the prophecies of scripture. And I'm explaining what makes the scriptures different is the prophetic nature of scriptures. I think around where we stopped was explaining the grammar and the graphe. Amen. That locked in all scriptures are all possible human experiences with the answers provided. Amen. And the reason why many believers are stranded a lot of times is because their attention has not been drawn to the power behind the scriptures. Some of us are looking for help outside while help is available. Let me say this to you. Apart from your salvation, the two most important things that God left for humanity. One, the Holy Spirit. Two, the scriptures. Apart from your salvation, the most important thing God left for us, in no particular order, the scriptures and the Holy Spirit. If only the Holy Spirit was left for us, without the scriptures, you think what you are seeing is confusion. Amen. Because the Spirit agrees with the Word. Amen. He agrees with the Word. If only the scriptures were left for us without the Holy Spirit, we would not understand the scriptures. Praise the Lord. So say with me, Father, thank you for the scriptures and for the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Yeah. But the question is, what have you done with the scriptures? What have you done with the Holy Spirit? Amen. What have you done with the scriptures left for us? When the Bible says, earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. The faith was not delivered just verbally. There was a document delivered. Are we together? It wasn't just delivered verbally. There was a document delivered. And so when you're reading the Bible, and you're reading all of the scriptures, there is an attitude to read them with. Now, today, we must interpret all scriptures in the light of the New Testament. Did you hear what I just said? Yeah. That means that when we talk about interpretation, because we're saying understanding the scriptures, you know, there's a difference. Let's go to Colossians 3:16. Let me just show you something there. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Then he says, in all wisdom, hallelujah. I'll pause there for a moment. In all wisdom. What the scripture is saying here, you see, I've mentioned something here Number one, you should know the scriptures. Knowing the scriptures means that you are acquainted with them. If I say, let's go to the book of Ephesians, you are aware. Amen. You know about it. Glory to God. All right? So knowledge could be, and when we talk about knowledge, there are two levels of knowledge in the sense in which I'm speaking. All right? There's the knowledge of being aware of something, even if you don't have a direct relationship with it. How many of you are aware there is a president in America called Donald Trump? Do you know him personally? But you know him. Are you with me? You know him because you know about him. Praise the Lord. So now there's a way you can know about the scriptures. You know that there is a book of John. If I say in the book of John chapter 1 verse 3, it says blah, blah, blah. You say, oh, I know about it. Are you with me? Then there's another level of knowledge where you now have a relationship with that scripture. Are we together? Okay. So now you have, if I should ask Donald Trump's daughter if she knows him, she will say, yes, I know him. He's my dad. Are you with me? Now, the way she's saying I know him and the way you are saying you know him are two different ways. In her own knowledge of him, she has a relationship with him. In your own knowledge of him, you don't have a relationship, but you are aware of him. Amen. Now, knowing the scriptures is one thing. Knowing the scriptures is the beginning. And that's why as Christians, I don't know if we're going to get there, about seven things to do with scripture. You must read your scriptures. Praise the Lord. Reading the scriptures helps you know the scriptures. Amen. So if I say, let's open our Bibles. Today I want to speak from Micah or Nahum. You say, what is that? Praise the Lord. The way we're going, there's a generation that when it says Zephaniah, they would think it's a programming language. Praise the Lord. Know the scriptures. Then you should understand them. And that's where we are, understanding the scriptures. Amen. To know something means that you have information. Information about it. But to understand something means that you have the interpretation. Everybody say interpretation. Good. And what a Bible teacher does is to give you understanding. Amen. The Bible says, I will give you pastors after my own heart that will feed you with what? Knowledge and understanding. So when you come for meetings like this, you receive understanding. Meaning that the interpretation of a scripture you might have known comes to you. So, understanding is interpretation. I always use medicine or to explain it. If I have a blood pressure equipment here, and I bring somebody out here, and I tie the band around your hand and check your blood pressure, and then it reads 160 over 140, and then I bring another person's own, it reads 120 over 80. Some people will clap for the guy with 160 over 140. You have more. They think we're counting the blood. Amen. Amen. The point is that you have the information. The information is Mr. A, 160 over 140. Mr. B, 120 over 80. Interpretation is what you don't have. Interpretation is that, hey, 160? That means is risky. 120 over 80 means it's okay. Are you seeing the interpretation now? Good. That's basic interpretation. So I can have the information but not have the interpretation. Are we together? Now, what is wisdom? Wisdom is that interpretation. What do I now do with it? Amen. Now that I have 160 over 140, God forbid, what am I supposed to do? Amen. They say, without wisdom, you go to, I think what you need to do now is you need a second job. you're not working hard enough. You need a second job. Amen. Amen. They're giving you, you know. So there's no wisdom. Because the person doesn't know what to do. You could go somewhere and they tell you that, something is happening with you. Maybe something is wrong with your body. But somebody has to know what to do. Amen. Do you know they can even give you a medication and they say this medication will cure whatever infirmity you have. But do you know the how to take it can kill you? Praise the Lord. There's a joke about a guy that they gave a syrup and then he looked at what they wrote on the container and they said, shake well before use. He now dropped the bottle. Amen. He thought he's the one to shake. Amen. Amen. They said, it is the bottle they say you should shake well. Amen. Are you with me? So, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. That means that it should be a lot of scriptures in you. Did you hear me? Some of you have a lot of movies in you. A lot of movies. As I'm talking now, you're remembering one. Amen. A lot of movies. No. Let me tap your neighbor. Say, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Not eba. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, not rice. Amen. A guy told me, he said, I was with someone, and then he said to me, I don't really eat too. I don't know why I'm just fat. I said, are you trying to poke me to talk or what? Anybody that is fat is food. Amen. Food. It's not air. Food is involved. If there's no food, there'll be no fat. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Food is involved. I'm not body shaming you. No, I'm not body shaming you. I'm scripture shaming you. Amen. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Richly. Enough. I don't know what other word to use. See, the word of Christ or the scripture should not dwell in you poorly. I was saying it. The other day I was even talking to my kids some time ago. I said, how many scriptures do you even know? Men and brethren, it matters how many scriptures you know. Yes, there are some challenges you will have. You have to be popping out scriptures. So. Yes, you have to be popping them out. Are you listening to me? Yes, sometimes one size does not fit all. There are some scriptures you pull out. You say, no, this one will not do it. You bring out another one. Amen. Amen. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yes, so, you have to have the scriptures in abundance in your spirit. Let it dwell in you richly. Then he said, in all wisdom. Meaning that you know how it applies. You know how it applies. Are you following me? Yes, If you are not reading the scriptures, you won't know them. If you are not studying the scriptures, you won't understand them. If you are not practicing the scriptures, you will not be able to apply them. Are you listening to me? See, a lot of us don't understand that when it comes to the understanding of scriptures, number one, you have to study them. Amen. 2 Timothy 2:15. It says, study. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So it says, study. You have to study God's word. So you're not running with interpretations. Another way to understand scriptures is by being taught the scriptures. As I'm teaching you now, you are understanding the scriptures better, right? Yeah. Then there are impartations that help you understand certain things faster. But the core ways to have understanding of scriptures is by studying and by being taught. Amen. You must develop stamina for scripture. You must develop stamina for scripture. Don't give up when you discover that after every 15 minutes, you are tired. Stretch. Hello? Listen, you know, if you don't make up your mind, even whether it's prayer or the word of God, if anybody prays long, they made up their mind to pray long. So if you say, let me see if I will pray long, you will not pray long. But if you say, today I'm going to clock an hour, you start praying. 15 minutes. After 15 minutes, your ear will start itching. Maybe something. Let me go and look for a swap. Are you understanding me? As you are walking to go look for it, you are being distracted from the prayer. All those are the demons scratching you. Are you understanding me? See, all the distractions. Amen. Is when you start reading, you start praying or attempting to pray, that all other things will come to your attention. Is to draw you away from that place. But because you've locked it in that, I'm not doing anything between this time and this time. Now, listen to me. This convention, you must set a time for the word and prayer in your life. Amen. Anything you don't set time for is really not important to you. It's not important to you. When is your prayer time? When is your Bible study time? Amen. Even some of you, when you are doing devotional, you are doing another thing. You are frying sausage. Glory! So when is the time where you are not doing any other thing apart from his word and prayer? You must have that time. That discipline, you must have that time. That's one way to develop stamina. So if you say 11 to 12 or 10 to 11 or 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. is my prayer time, every other thing shuts down. The first time you will do it, it will be like you are going to die. If that's how you will know the rebellion of the flesh. The flesh is very rebellious. Have you tried to fast before? Maybe you've not been fasting for a long time, and then you try to fast. Your body will be telling you, you will die. You. The body is lying to you. It's lying to you. You will die. You will just fall down. Your body will be telling you, don't you know you have ulcer? But you continue. Then you know the real joy of the fast is when your body shuts up. You know when you know it has shut up? When you see food, it's not doing you like this. You know that the body has given up. Said, do what you like. Your body has said, do what you like. You have to bring your body always to that place where it will say, okay now. That's what an effective fast is. That when it's time to eat, you be calm when you are doing the food. Because your body won't be angry how you have kept it. You be calm. That shows that you have subdued it that day. Glory to God. And it has to happen regularly. Once in a while you come, you subdue it again. You subdue it again. Some of you, your body has not been subdued for years. It is a wild animal. Wow. Once they mention fast, your body will warn you, try it and see what I will do to you. Try it. And you are the one saying, yes, sir. Your spirit is a puppet. Your body is the master. It's supposed to be the other way around. Amen. It's supposed to be the other way around. You really won't fulfill destiny if your spirit doesn't lead your body. I don't know how we got here. But let's continue. So, you must set time for the word and set time for prayer. If you say, I'm going to read God's word, and you set, I'm going to finish the book of Ephesians before I stand up, then finish it before you stand up. If you have to read it with your head down and your leg up, amen. There's a soldier years ago that used to follow my, I used to just post the scriptures for the day. I would just post them many years back. And then he used to follow it. I'm reading this chapter today. I'm reading this chapter. The Bible reading now, we're doing now. I used to just post the chapter I'm reading every day. I was following. And so one of the days he called me from, he was in that place. And he called me. And then he said, these scriptures have helped me a lot. I said, okay. He said, I read them every day. And then he said something that, I'm the one posting it, but what he said inspired me. He said, sir, I read it aloud. I said, you serious? He said, yes, I read it aloud to myself. He said, try it, sir. Amen. He said, I read it aloud to myself. I said, okay, praise the Lord. So some of you, anytime you open the Bible, your eye closes. Maybe practice reading it aloud. Amen. Listen, you must set a time for the word and for prayer. And you stay with it. If the time is not working, change it and set another time. Amen. And stay with it. Praise the Lord. Watch how your life will be in a short while. But follow me now. That's the way the word of Christ will dwell in you richly, because you are reading it every day. Some of you read the Bible once in an Olympics. Amen. Or when you're going through hard times, so is my, that's when you download the Bible app on your phone. Amen. Things have been rough these days. Where is that Bible app? Amen. No. I don't know if this is even a blessing in our generation, that our Bibles are in our phones. I don't know if it's a blessing. Amen. Because for many, it has made them not even read their Bible. Because anytime they want to go to the Bible, they app before the Bible app. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the app that they will always open. And social media will not allow them to focus on their Bibles. You must have a time for your for the scriptures and for prayer. And then you discipline yourself. If it's a time, prayer time, you know, a friend of mine shared something, and it was a blessing to me. It's from Acts chapter 3. Let me show you, verse 1 and 2. Let me just show you something. It says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple, what? At the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. I could stop here. Amen.
I could stop here. Verse 1. Do you see Acts 3:1? It shows us three things. Number one, prayer company. Someone you pray with. Number two, prayer time. Number three, a place you pray. Amen. Did you see that? From just this one verse. Who prays with you? Anytime you just meet. There are some people that awaken your carnality. You didn't even know you were that carnal until you met that person. Hang around people that awaken your spirituality. Amen. They are waking your spirituality. So, Peter and John, they went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. Praise the Lord. So, Peter was interested. John was interested. John is not saying, today again. Peter, you can go. I will meet you after. As you leave this convention, who will you be praying with? Now, I'm not using the brothers now to use and get girlfriend. That's not what I'm teaching you now. You know, you'll not be disturbing somebody. That's not what I'm talking about. Amen. So, who are the people you pray with? What time do you pray? Where do you pray? Glory to God. Some people pray in their car. They come out from the house, stay in the car, and just stay there and pray. No problem. But there's something about a place where you pray. A time that you pray. There's something about it. And I've taught you this before. If you go to that place of prayer and you don't know what to pray, start by saying, Lord, I don't know what to pray, but I'm here. Amen. Do you know what's happening? You're already praying. Lord, I don't know what to pray, but I'm here. I've said that between 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock, I will pray. And as I'm walking down here, true, I don't even know what to pray about. Amen. But all the same, I will not leave here until the prayer comes out in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you understanding me? Do you know what you are doing? You are praying. You are praying. If your phone is a distraction, don't carry it there. Praise the Lord. Don't carry it there. Stay the full hour. Pray. If you're reading scriptures, I know of some of my friends, they don't read their scriptures in their devices. They read their the manual Bible. Amen. If that works for you, fine. Different people have different ways they found that works for them. Glory to God. But you're reading the scriptures daily. So let me just drop seven things to do with the scriptures. Amen. Number one, read the scriptures. Read the scriptures. Revelation chapter 1 verse 3. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 8. Read the scriptures. Let me read Nehemiah 8:8. Just, you know, I won't have time to read all of them. Nehemiah 8:8. So they read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. Did you see that? They read, this was in Nehemiah's time. Glory to God. So read the scriptures. You must read the scriptures. Number two, you must hear the scriptures. Hear the scriptures. Romans 10 verse 17. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You must hear the scriptures. One of the ways you hear the scriptures is when it is preached to you. Amen. I tell people, listen to messages. Amen. Now, as you live here, get all the messages. Listen to them. If there's something that should be on continuous play in your car, in your home, it's not just music. Have the word on around you. Amen. You will think you heard everything in this message until you listen to it again. You'll be asking, was I in the service? Hear the scriptures. Another way of hearing the scriptures is by you saying the scriptures to yourself. Amen. Hear the scriptures. There are many people that have stayed healthy by the hearing of scriptures. And this woman of God just passed on this year. She was 91. Dodie Austin. How many of you know Dodie Austin? The wife of John Austin, the mother of Joel Austin. She just passed this year at 91. Sometime in 1983 or so, it was between 81 and 83. If I'm mistaken, it's 83 or 81. She was diagnosed with cancer. Terminal. She was given weeks to live and die. She went and gathered all the healing scriptures of Kenny Hagin in those days. Gathered healing scriptures. And from that day, she started speaking the word of God to herself. Speaking the word to her body. If somebody was born in 1983, the person would be 42 today, right? So 42 years, she lived longer than the 2 weeks they gave her. How? Scriptures. And the last interview I saw of her, either she was 88 or 89, I can't remember the age now, she was 88 or thereabout, she was being interviewed, and she said, from that day, she started those healing scriptures, she doing it up to now, that today, this morning, she did it. Why? Because the word is medicine. Amen. Amen. The word is medicine. Glory to God. The word is medicine. As you apply medication, apply God's word to your body. Glory to God. Don't, it's not absent-mindedly. No. See, hear the scriptures. How the scriptures work, they have to go in through your ears, into your heart. Did you hear me? If it doesn't go in through your ears, it can't get to your heart. The gateway to the heart of man is your eyes and your ears. And there are two eyes, two ears. It's the gateway to your heart. The things you see and the things you hear get into your heart. Praise the Lord. So you can deliberately, you can choose what you want to hear. Consistently hear the scriptures. So read the scriptures, hear the scriptures. Are you following me? I gave you a scripture there, Romans 10:17. Confess the scriptures. That means say them. Confess the scriptures. Hebrews 10:23 and Hebrews 4:14. Confess the scriptures. Confess them. Confess them. How did you get born again? You confess Jesus as Lord and Savior. And then you got born again. When we say confess, we're talking about you saying the same thing the scripture said. The Greek word for confess there is homologio. It means to say the same thing. What does the scripture say about your body? Say the same thing. What does the scripture say about your future? Say the same thing. Amen. What does the scripture say about your business? Say the same thing. So you confess the scriptures. I'm mentioning the scriptures to you. For sake of time, I'm not reading all of them. Hebrews 10:23, Hebrews 4:14. Amen. Say them. Say them. Some of you never confess the scripture. The only thing that comes out of your mouth is, ewo. Whoops. Those are the things that come out from your mouth. Scriptures never come out of your mouth. Confess the scriptures. I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Psalm 118:24. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Two of them are in Psalm 118. Amen. And that was our psalm for today. Amen. You confess them. Confess them. Speak them over your life. Praise the Lord. Okay, so someone lift your hand and say, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Say it again. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Verse 24. Put up verse 24. This is the day which the Lord had made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, the day is a prophetic day. Is the day in which you are living to. You could make it today. Amen. But you keep confessing the scriptures.
You have to learn to confess scriptures. Your children, confess it over them. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. Glory to God. Glory to God. You are taught of the Lord. Great shall be your peace. Hallelujah. You keep speaking, confessing God's word. One of the most powerful ways to enforce scripture in your life is by confessing it. And it's not something you do once in a while. It becomes a part of your life. The sun shall not smite me by day, neither the moon by night. He has given his angels charge over me. I will not dash my foot against a stone. You're confessing God's word. Number four, meditate on scriptures. 1 Timothy 4:15. Meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly to them that your profiting may appear to all. Meditate on scriptures. Meditating means that you are saying and pondering over, you are giving deep thought to the scripture that you are holding in your hands. The scripture in front of you. You are giving deep thoughts. So everybody meditates. But the issue is that some of us are meditating on the abuse that your neighbor abused you. There's always somebody will call you fool. And the fool will be so long. Fool. You have gone home. You just say me. Fool. Ha! You are meditating. That energy, if you turn it to do scripture with it, it will do you also the same way. To meditate means to ponder over. Worry is negative meditation. When you worry, you are meditating negatively. So if you can meditate, you are trying to open your door, the door handle falls off, you just start thinking about your life. Was this the plan? Was this the plan? Is this the plan? Amen. A woman told me that anytime she sees her husband, she was discouraged. That's deep meditation. Instead of looking at him, look at the word and be encouraged. And your husband will be strengthened. There are some husbands, they will change in spite of themselves. You didn't hear me. For your sake, they will change. They will not even know why everything is working for them. They will be like Nabal. Are you understanding me? Be doing mumu things, but it's working. Because God has to sustain you. So don't focus on that. Some people just sit down and look. Well, the GDP increased by 4.2% in the last quarter. So only 4.2%. Which way, Nigeria? You are meditating on Nigeria. Meditating. Only sorrow can come out of that kind of meditation. Amen. Glory to God. People have gone to supermarket to buy something and they start quarreling with the person. Why? Tell me why. The guy said, "Oga, I'm not, it's not my fault." Glory to God. As people were abusing the fuel attendants, abuse all of them. All of you are rogues. All of you. You will all perish. You will all perish. I tell you, you will all perish. It's frustration. Frustration will make you will shoot the wrong person. Praise the Lord.
Meditate on scriptures. Sit with scriptures. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. The Bible says it will make your way prosperous. It is making my way, my way, my way. My way is not, no, it's prosperous. It's upward and forward. Meditation, well, that's how the pictures of scripture transfer from the scripture to your hearts. Through meditation. You come out of that experience and something has happened to you. Praise the Lord. Meditate on scriptures. Number five, study the scriptures. I already mentioned that earlier. 2 Timothy 2:15. Then number six, practice the scriptures. James chapter 1 verse 22. Practice the scriptures. Be not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Be what? Doers. Practice the scriptures. And that's where many people miss it. Some believers, they don't practice the scriptures. Practice it. Going to church is practicing scripture. Fellowshipping with fellow believers is practicing scriptures. Serving the Lord is practicing scriptures. Praying is practicing scriptures. Giving is practicing scriptures. Tithing is practicing scriptures. You practice the scriptures. You don't do what is convenient. You do what the scripture said, what was instructed. Amen. Glory to God. I've seen people running their marriage like it's a secular marriage, but expecting supernatural things to happen. Secular principles will not produce supernatural results. Amen. To produce supernatural results. In the marriage structure, according to scripture, the husband is the head of the home. You say, well, our marriage is ultra modern. Oh, no. It's a Hollywood marriage. Then you have Hollywood problems with Hollywood demons. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you practice a scriptural marriage, you have angelic visitations. It will happen as the scripture said. Some of us are raising our children. Listen, the scripture is, the principles of scripture are timeless principles. Did you hear me? It was for the ancients and it is for the future. Don't allow Europe or America tell you how to raise your children. They have not raised their own children. Praise the Lord. Let the scripture show you how to raise your children. Amen. What does the scripture say? Train up a child in the way. He didn't say allow them choose the way they want to go. The world model is allow them. As he's growing, let him choose whether he wants to be a man or a woman. So Jacob was growing up. Now she's Jacoba. I'm no more Jacob. I'm not Jacoba. Thank God for Nigeria. We know how to reset brain. We know how to reset brain. We just take you in, and when you bring you out, you say, my name is Jacob. Jacob Ifa Ichuku. I am a male man. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Straight up. I'm out of time. Elon Musk, what is his problem with the woke community? I didn't expect that for someone that is a scientist, he will be contrary to those kind of people, because, you know, they're supposed to be in the same, you know. But they took his son. Amen. Are you with me? For that moment, he had to look for God. It's published. He took his son. That his son became changed his gender, right? That pain. He will use his last resource to quench that thing. That nonsense. That thing, not nonsense. It's not because he's a holy man, but he has seen the evil that that thing can do. I can't remember whether it was Mark Zuckerberg or it was Steve Jobs. One of them said, I don't allow my children on social media. You are the owner of social media. Oh, you know that it can damage somebody. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Practice the scriptures. And then number 7 and the last, minister the scriptures. 2 Timothy 4 verse 2. Minister the scriptures. Minister the scriptures. Minister the scriptures. I just showed you 7 things to do with the scriptures. Please, let the Lord magnify scriptures in your hearts. I pray that you have a new honor, a new level, a new measure of regard and respect for the scriptures. May you never treat the scriptures lightly ever again. The scriptures are important. For everything God wants to do in your life, there is already a scripture that explains it to you. And there are scriptures that are your scripture. I'm not talking about scriptures you like. I know some of you say, oh, I like this. It's not about scripture you like. There are scriptures that they are your scripture. If you are not constantly reading scriptures, you will never come across them. You might never come across them, but they are waiting for you. Some of you, your next level is inside the scripture. Your wife is inside the scripture. Your husband is inside the scripture. Your children are inside scripture. Your promotion is inside the scripture. Your visa, some of you, is inside that scripture. But if you don't open the scripture, that thing won't open. Several times reading the scriptures, something will just jump out. Sometimes you're not reading at that moment. But what you read before, the Holy Ghost will quicken it and bring something to your attention that will help you. You can't give scripture attention and the world will not give you attention. No. You can't be a failure with scriptures. You can be a failure in religion, but you cannot be a failure with the scriptures. And there's no failure listening to me here today. There's no failure here. There's no failure here. Everyone here is someone that is going to testify about the power of Scripture. Glory to God. You will say the word of God is working for me. The word of God is working for me. The word of God is working for me. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but one jot, one title from the law will not be unfulfilled. That means that every scripture will be fulfilled. Praise the Lord. And every scripture will be fulfilled means that every word God spoke will come to pass. So it depends on which side it will come to pass on your own, in your own life. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're going in for the Success in Life breakout session. Just bow your heads. Father, we give you praise. We thank you. We give you glory for your kindness. Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for the understanding you've given us.
Thank you for listening to this message. If you have been blessed, please reach us via WhatsApp on 0908-499-0878. You can also send us a message on info@faithtofaithonline.org. For more messages, log on to our 24 hours radio platform, radio.faithtofaithonline.org. Join us this Sunday at Renaissance Assembly for a live transforming experience at Plot 5 Sani Abacha Road, GRA, Phase 3, Port Harcourt. First service, 8:30 a.m. Second service, 10:30 a.m. Renaissance Assembly, the Church of the Moment and the Church of the Future.